I'm standing on the campus of Olympic College in Bremerton, Washington, looking at a large sculpture called Signs and Symbols. It's basically a big archway made out of glass blocks that light up at night. This sculpture was paid for by Washington taxpayer dollars, but the artist who made it is from Arizona.
It's a good piece, you know, definitely, but I thought it was someone that was local.
Josiah Beauchat is a student here. He's always liked this sculpture. He calls it a doorway to the campus. But he's a bit disappointed when I tell him the six-figure commission to create this work went to an out-of-state artist.
Yeah, it definitely should be someone from the state, let alone, you know, the area maybe. Especially if you're paying $100,000.
Democratic State Senator Steve Hobbs agrees.
These are taxpayer dollars. We are not giving out foreign aid. This is for Washington State.
We're standing in the rotunda of the state capitol in Olympia. Nearby is a bronze bust of George Washington, his nose rubbed shiny by countless fingers. Hobbs wants to require that public art commissions go to in-state artists only.
It seems to me that the argument out there that it creates jobs, okay, I'm going to buy that argument, but let's do it for Washingtonians.
Washington has a robust art in public places program. Since 1974, one half of 1% of every state-funded building project has been dedicated to buy art. $30 million later, the state's collection includes more than 4,000 pieces statewide. Nearly a third of these works were produced by out-of-state artists, although some have strong ties to Washington or are from the Northwest region. In addition, the state maintains a roster of pre-qualified public artists for selection committees to choose from. About 40% of the names on that list are from elsewhere. One of them is Tom Otterness, a controversial artist from New York. Here he is in an interview with a local TV station.
It's my first love is the public work.
The reason Otterness is controversial is that in 1977, he filmed himself shooting a tied-up dog. He since admitted it was inexcusable and indefensible. Today, he's known all over the world for his cartoon-like sculptures of animals.
Well, there's a beaver with a hat on the left.
Mike Sweeney of the Washington State Arts Commission is showing me slides of Otterness's latest public work in Washington. Picture human-sized bronzed animals sitting around picnic tables. These whimsical sculptures are on a main street in the eastern Washington town of Connell. A prison expansion funded this $400,000 installation, one of the most expensive in the state's collection. But Sweeney notes much of that money stayed in Washington. That's because the sculptures were fabricated in nearby Walla Walla.
Walla Walla has a world-class foundry. Artists from all over the world use their facility and their workers to create works of art. So even though Tom Otterness is a New York-based artist, he would use Walla Walla for pretty much anything he did worldwide.
Sweeney worries a ban on out-of-state artists could do more economic harm than good. Mark Girth with the Washington State Arts Alliance agrees.
It sends the signal that we're only focusing on Washington State artists, so why should Utah, California, Oregon hire Washington State artists to work on their projects?
For his part, Senator Hobbs says this is a reasonable compromise. Some Republicans propose to suspend the Art in Public Places program altogether. I'm Austin Jenkins in Olympia.